Piper, you will explain to me exactly what happened to Miss Brighton.
Why do you always think it's me?
Piper demanded, planting her hands on her slim hips. Because Ben is only three, and you've been responsible for the last four nannies leaving in high dudgeon.
What does that mean?
Mad.
Miss Brighton wasn't really mad,
Piper said slowly.
She was scared, Ben said.
Scared? Hamilton questioned.
I didn't know she was afraid of spiders,
Piper explained with a huff, as if she could not understand that particular matter in the least. She turned to Eliza.
Are you afraid of spiders?
The corners of Eliza's mouth twitched before she shook her head.
See? Miss Sumner isn't afraid of spiders. Maybe she should be our new nanny.
We're not speaking of Miss Sumner, Piper. We're speaking about Miss Brighton. What did you do to her? Hamilton asked. Piper bit her lip and then began to speak very quickly, as though by getting the words out fast, they wouldn't be as telling.
I tossed Herman to her.
Herman?
He's my pet spider.
You don't have a pet spider, Hamilton pointed out.
Well, not anymore, since Miss Brighton squashed him.
Piper summoned up a tragic expression, earning a full-out grin from Eliza.
It was horrible, Daddy. Guts were everywhere.
Guts,
Ben proclaimed with a bob of his head. Hamilton closed his eyes, and Eliza noticed his mouth moving, even though no sounds were coming out of it. He seemed to be silently counting. May I assume you retaliated against Miss Brighton for squashing your spider? Hamilton finally asked. A mulish expression crossed Piper's face.
I don't know what retaliated means.
It means you did something to get back at Miss Brighton.
Oh.
Well?
Piper threw Herman's body at Miss Brighton,
Ben said, earning himself a scowl from his sister in the process. Please, tell me your aim wasn't good, Hamilton pleaded.
Herman landed on her face.